Introducing the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author Christine Carlson. With 25 million copies in print, learn how the Don't Sweat wisdom can help you achieve greater mental health and better communication with your family, friends, and coworkers from a beloved teacher. Rediscover your passion, joy, and self-compassion to awaken your most vibrant life.
Hello and welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Wow, happy new year to you. It is 2017. I don't know about you, but every time the calendar year turns over, I think about it and I think, wow, it just sounds so science fiction, doesn't it? A whole new year. Well, let's go ahead and take our golden pause before I launch into this topic of this new year and how we can gain some momentum using the new year as the bouncing place, as the starting block, as the platform to launch from. So let's go ahead and take our golden pause now. Sit comfortably wherever you are, and you can sit with your legs uncrossed and your hands open on your lap. Now, if you're driving, just go ahead and pay attention to the road and just simply use this as a breathing exercise to get very present and grounded and just super present in your body. But let's go ahead and close our eyes if you're sitting comfortably and just begin to take three deep breaths with me. As you breathe in through your nose, allow your chest and your belly to expand, taking in the fullness of that breath, the maximum amount of oxygen. And then as you exhale, just let a sigh go. Doesn't that feel good? This time as you breathe in golden sunlight all the way to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes, throughout your core, pure golden sunlight. And as you exhale, just exhale deeply, letting go. This time as you breathe in, fill your heart center, fill your mind, fill your body with love, pure, yummy love. And as you exhale, let go of any fear, any tension you feel in your body. Let your shoulders go. Let your neck relax. Let your arms get heavy and your hands heavy on your lap. Let your legs go and just relax. This time as you breathe in golden sunlight and place your hand on your heart, opening your heart, activating your heart. And just spend a moment thinking of something that you just feel incredibly grateful for today. Could be a person, a place, a thing, a conversation. It could be something as simple as this breath. And just spend a moment there, taking in the fullness of that gratitude. And as you breathe in one last time, breathing in golden sunlight through your whole being, just allow yourself to open your eyes and just notice how present you feel. I know just even for me, it's in my voice. I just do that breathing exercise and it just relaxes me. It opens me. It activates my heart. You can do that anytime throughout your day by just remembering to take those simple breaths and coaching yourself through that exercise, even if it's only 30 seconds, a minute, a couple of minutes, it'll be amazing for you throughout your day. So I'm just going to spend a few minutes this morning or whenever you're listening to this. It's morning where I am. I always do these podcasts very early in the morning. I'm going to spend some time talking about how to use the beginning of 2017 as a jumping board, not so much with New Year's resolutions that research show that we drop off within a week to 3 weeks after we make them, but more as a time period of launching a new you or beginning something new or just thinking of it as a fresh start. every January, I begin the year by asking myself several questions. And I'm going to share five questions that I ask myself in order to use, January as the launch pad that it feels like for me to get started, to rejuvenate my energy, to just fire up for the year. I love January for that reason. So the first question that I ask myself is, early in January, late December and early in January, I start to look back and I want to celebrate some of my accomplishments, some of the things that happened in my life that were really powerful for me, powerful changes that I made happen, things that I want to notice that I accomplished and celebrate. If it's something emotional, it could be that you made an emotional leap in letting go of a relationship, or it could be that you put together, like you actually did something really powerful for your health. If it's in your business or in your professional life, take a look at how the manifestation of your actions every day played a big role in some project that you completed or some project that you feel really, really good about. Spend some time in celebration of all that was 2016. If you haven't done this yet, it's a really powerful, powerful thing to do because it adds meaning to your launching of 2017 to notice all that you accomplished in 2016. So I also, along those lines about accomplishments, what are you grateful for? The gratitude piece is such a powerful piece for moving forward in life and moving forward with positive energy. And we talk so much about gratitude in the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff book series. And of course, gratitude is the latest research. It's very powerful for your mind and your perspective and your optimism to focus on the blessings of your life. So take some time to journal the blessings of 2016. One of the greatest blessings that happened for me in 2016 was my best friend, Lisa, made it through her chemotherapy and her radiation and her cancer treatment. And we found out in 2016 that she had breast cancer. And she courageously, I watched her courageously as a heroine go through this process of healing and use this horrible thing that happened to her in her life as a tool for her personal growth. And I celebrate her, and I celebrate that she could walk out in public with out a wig, and just she looked so beautiful and vibrant amidst a harrowing journey through her cancer treatment. So I am beyond grateful that she is here, that she is vibrant. I believe that she's here to stay and that she's going to live a healthy, vibrant life. And she impacted me, it impacted my health to watch her go through this and to choose differently for myself, to think of the habits, the health habits that I have and make some changes in those. And I celebrate those too. So this is what I mean by it could be anything that you feel incredibly grateful for. What is a great blessing of your life? So the second question that I ask is, what do I need to let go of in order to make space for something new? Always in January, I do a health cleanse. And I start about January 1st, and it's usually about a 3-week cleansing period. I love to do this because it feels so right. After the holidays, there's always that little bit of glutton in me in December where I just let myself drink and be merry and, eat sweets and do all the things that I want to do. But when January rolls around, I feel, wow, okay, I've had my fill. It's time to bring my discipline back into focus. And it feels good to not deny myself things, but just to tighten up the reins a bit. And so I do a cleanse. My cleanse right now that I'm doing is through Barry Unger. I love his cleanse. It's called the Clean Program. cleanprogram.com. You can go to cleanprogram.com. It's really wonderful. He's a heart specialist and he's designed this program. It's high in fiber. You drink two shakes a day. He allows you to put a lot of different stuff in those shakes if they're, you know, not quite enough calorie for you. If you work out and stuff, you can beef them up a little bit. And then you have one clean meal a day. So it's not a starving diet. It's not a simply liquid diet, but it does really jumpstart your health in the sense that it cleans out all of those things like gluten, white sugar, dairy, soy, eggs, anything that you might have a food sensitivity to. And it's a very comprehensive kit that comes beautifully packaged. It's easy to use and it gives you all your vitamins too. So I would highly recommend that one. That's the other thing I like to do in January is to actually take my house and clean out my house and get rid of things that I don't use, give them away, clean and organize and make space for the new year this way, because I know how busy the new year gets. And once I start rolling into my projects and I'm traveling and I'm speaking and I'm doing all these things, I just don't organize as much. So I take this, you know, 2 or 3 weeks in January to really organize my life and my space and create spaciousness in a concrete way. It's creating spaciousness on the outside does wonders for creating spaciousness on the inside too. The other thing that I also do is I allow myself time to plan, time to research, time to get, before I actually start my project or create something from this place, I really do plan, do my new year planning. And I find that when I create the structure, even though I'm not like an over planner, I definitely, my plans change and I'm flexible and I work with, you know, the creativity that happens in the moment. But I do find it very powerful to plan things and to sit down at the beginning of January, even in December, and work toward doing the necessary research to getting things ready. You know, right now I'm planning on writing a new book, but I'm in the negotiation stages with publishing and so forth. So because I know how publishers are and that they're going to have their own editorial impact on the book, I don't want to get started so much on the writing of that book until I know. But this time period of stillness is equally important of my creative process, because it's this time that I'm, you know, looking for what needs to be happening in that next phase of writing. So I'm researching, I'm letting go of structure just right now, even as I'm planning for the new year, letting go of daily structure so that I can kind of free flow into my thoughts and my research for this new project. So another question that I ask is, what habits are best serving me and what habits can I let go of that aren't serving me? So I'm choosing some new habits. So one of the things that I've been looking at lately is, you know, I tend to crash pretty early in the evenings. And sometimes I'll sit down and I'll watch TV just as an escape, you know, just, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that necessarily. Because I'm just not one of those people that just finds that I can be 100% productive all the time. But several times a week, one of the things I plan on doing is spending more time on YouTube videos, watching YouTube videos, and using the evening hours. I know Marianne Williamson does a live stream. I like to tune into that once a week. I think it's usually on Tuesdays. And tuning into Marianne Williamson or a speaker once a week instead of turning on Netflix and binging on Netflix. I've been binging on Netflix in December and really I love it so much. but that is one habit that needs to shift and change a little bit. The other thing is, while I've been watching TV lately, I've noticed that I just kind of sit down and slump on the couch like a couch potato, and I've decided that I'm going to do some yoga and some stretching while I'm in those evening hours. And so that's one habit that I can shift and change. And that'll give you an idea. You know, think in terms of what habit could you let go of that isn't serving you to create space for a new habit that can serve you well. The last question that I ask myself at the new year is, how can I better serve? How can I better serve you, my community, my listeners on my podcast? How can I better serve the planet with my message? What vehicles will bring that message to more people? And how can I open my heart even further, expand my love even vaster to serve more? And this is what gives my life real purpose and meaning. You know, this is when you know your life has real purpose and meaning, then you tend to serve at a higher capacity. And I know that my divine purpose is to create from light and love, and that allow the divine to come through me, allow the divine to birth what needs to be birthed for, you know, for the planet, really. And my vision of service has gotten larger and larger and larger over the years. And of course, I've had that experience with our books being sold worldwide and with millions of people reading them. So I get that even though I'm sitting in my little office in my home, you know, recording this podcast for you, I get that it's unlimited how we can be used on an individual basis to serve the masses. And I hope that this inspires you to ask that question too, like, how can you best serve in 2017? Because when you come from that why of service and you know the answer to that why, and it's such a deep resonance in your heart, that's when you feel the most fulfilled. And that's where the fire, the passion comes from as you enter into 2017. Now, I'm just going to briefly talk about, as you enter into 2017, I just want to remind you of my mentorship program, my What Now mentorship course. It's a 6-week audio course that's very comprehensive. It's a personal growth program really designed to help you launch something, a dream, a vision, a project, but also for you to really dive deep into you as you are now. And for many reasons, we ask the questions in our lives, what do I want to do with my life now? And at any age, we can feel confused about that. Well, for a limited time, I'm offering this course at 50% off, and that's 50% discounted from the regular rate. And you can view the link below and enter that code and evaluate whether or not this course is for you. I'm also offering 3 coaching sessions to help mentor and guide you through this course if you so need it. I find most people don't necessarily need any additional coaching. The course is very comprehensive. The workbook that I wrote that you receive is very comprehensive. And there's a private Facebook group where I'm involved several times a week with the participants of that group. So I hope you consider joining me in the What Now mentorship course. I think you'll love it, and I'd hate for you to miss out. All right, come back and listen again, and much love to you, and blessings in 2017.
Thanks for listening to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff with Christine Carlson. Chris invites you to join her for the brand new What Now program, a 6-week offering carefully designed to take you on your own unique journey through life-altering transition and lead you to self-discovery and your most vibrant life. Receive access to powerful audio teachings, an in-depth workbook, and deeply valuable insights on passion and joy from a beloved teacher. Visit ChristineCarlson.com to learn more about how you can be part of the What Now program.